We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The season's in full swing. The action is still unfolding, so head over to DraftKings Sportsbook. That's America's top-rated sportsbook app. So many storylines across both pro and college sports. It is the time to check out all that DraftKings Sportsbook has to offer. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Celebrating Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right. You bet they cover with risk-free Sunday betting. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right, you bet, and they cover up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Greg Pickle. Greg, let's announce a winner for the quarter three Ask Greg segment. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
And I want to point out that this was Greg's choice, and obviously being snarky has its rewards, because Greg selected Teresa from Williamsport as the winner of the KSN Polo. Teresa, I will get in touch with you and get a mailing address and all that to send you your KSN Polo shirt. All right, Greg, despite the world coming to an end because Penn State has started the season 0-2, they still have to show up on Saturday to play Maryland. The season will continue. But the question is, how does this team rebound? As you said, they're 0-2. There's no college football playoffs. There's no Big Ten championship going on for this team. That's all out the window. You're 0-2. What does James Franklin do to get this team ready to play the rest of the season?
Yeah, he better have a good message for him, Jim, because it is not going to be easy, I don't think, to get these guys motivated to go out and play Maryland. I just don't know if that's, you know, a game that's going to be easy for the Lions to get up for. So they're going to have a good week of practice. Obviously, this week is a little bit different with the day off on Tuesday for Election Day. That's going to throw their normal game week out of sync. And maybe they need something like that, Jim, to be honest with you. Maybe they need something that kind of shakes things up a little bit, changes how things work a little bit, and gives them a reason to kind of refocus when they get back in there on Wednesday. So we'll hear more again about how James Franklin addresses that throughout the week. But, you know, maybe they need a little bit of something to take them out of whatever rhythm and routine they're in right now, because it doesn't appear to be a very successful one, at least not for through the first two games. So, but yeah, he better have a good message for these guys, because, you know, you would like to think that just being on the field, Jim, and being out there and playing is enough motivation in this pandemic shortened season, but I don't know if it is. So I just think that he better have a good message for him this week, because they obviously need a lot to go right.
Not that James Franklin needs help from me, but a little tip I'm going to give him. You can't be using things like Tuesday off as the excuse, a break in our routine, because every other team is dealing with these things also. It's not just your team. Get over it. Figure out a way to make it work. All right. Greg, a couple things. One news tidbit on the depth chart that came out for this week is we now see Keandre Lambert-Smith listed as the starter over Cam Sullivan Brown. So you now have two freshmen, Lambert Smith, along with Parker Washington, listed as the starters. It brings up two questions. First of all, a comment on the two true freshmen getting to the top of the depth chart. The other thing is, where is Cam Sullivan Brown? You mentioned we have the same mystery on defense with Keaton Ellis.
Yeah. Cam Sullivan Brown was out there warming up and was on the sideline just like Keaton Ellis was, Jim, and yet we didn't see him, either one of them, get on the field. So obviously there's questions about that and what's going on there and why Penn State is not using those guys. I mean, look, I don't know what to expect from Cam Sullivan Brown if and when he would get on the field, Jim. I'm not trying to be rude, but we just haven't seen a lot of him. So I don't know if that's really hurting Penn State at this point, but it does feel like not having Keaton Ellis is certainly hurting Penn State at this point. Jim, I thought he was a really good corner last year, and for whatever reason, they are not using him this year. They're relying on Lamont Wade to be a slot corner. I don't understand why that is the case. And so we talk about all the questions the offense has to have. Well, the defense has some to answer too, because that has not been a well-oiled machine either through the first 2 weeks.
All right, let's look ahead. Let's look at this Maryland team. They got absolutely blown out in week one by Northwestern. So you thought you had a feel for what this team's about. And lo and behold, they come back the following week, this past weekend. They beat what we thought was a pretty good Minnesota team, 45-44 in overtime. And they're led by Tua's brother, Talia Tagovailoa, who had a monster game against Minnesota. What do you know about Maryland? What could you tell us?
Yeah, I mean, they're a team who's going to be able to move the ball through the air, Jim. I don't think there's any question about that. They're going to be able to throw the football. They threw it on Minnesota, and unless Penn State's defense changes drastically between last Saturday night and now, they're going to be able to throw the ball on Penn State's defense, too. So, yeah, you look at this offense. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. We all know him. He's Tua's brother. Obviously an extremely talented quarterback who looked terrible in Maryland's first game, I believe it was against Northwestern, yeah. And then looked incredible and like a completely different quarterback when he took on Minnesota. So, you know, but let's not forget that Minnesota had a 17-point lead in that game and choked it away. So it's not like, you know, while Maryland won that game, Minnesota certainly did plenty to help them get there. So, you know, the spread in this is what, Jim, 25 and 62 is the total. I would be over at DraftKings. I would be lining up to bet Maryland in this game. I really would. I just, do you trust Penn State's 25-point favorite, Jim? I don't know how you could. And I'd also probably be looking at the over, too.
Well, you know, let's look at that spread because it really did surprise me. It started out at 26.5 points. That's what it was earlier this week, which just astounded me. And I was talking to literally our friends at DraftKings, their marketing group, and one of them is a Penn State fan, and we were talking about this, and we both stunned by it. Now, I think some of the bettors were surprised also because our DraftKings spread has gone from 26.5 points to 24.5 points pretty quickly. And that's the last, you know, that I looked at it, which was on Tuesday morning. So I think bettors are saying, yeah, that seems a little bit high also, and are reacting to it. And the fact is, when you have a spread like that, you have to look at Penn State's offense and know they're going to have to put up a lot of points if they're going to come close to covering that, which leads me to Kirk Shiraka. Now, one of our listeners was, he gave us the statement, it's time to fire him. Well, I'd like to remind people, a few years back, Penn State had a new offensive coordinator come in by the name of Joe Moorhead. And through four games, Penn State was a very lackluster 2-2 going into a home game against Minnesota. And they ended up winning a Big Ten championship that year and scoring all kinds of points. So it took a little more than two games for Joe Moorhead to get things together. Could we see a repeat with Kirk Shiraka?
You know, I think that's very possible. I could definitely see that being the case. You know, it looks to me like there are some things to work with this offense. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, clearly they have some work to do to improve their output. I mean, again, the second half, I think, was encouraging for Penn State fans, but it makes you wonder what took so long. Let's not forget they had almost 500 yards of offense at Indiana and found a way to lose that game. So I think there's more positives here than a lot of people are willing to recognize and realize, but I understand the frustration. They can't run the ball right now. The offense looks, I mean, I think the biggest problem they have, Jim, is that Sean Clifford is just like last year, resorting to the run at any sign of adversity or any sign of not having an open guy. He decides to pull down and run. And I think that's been a problem and continues to be a problem.
And we've been emphasizing the offense and the shortcomings there, Greg. Let's look on the other side of the ball. And Maryland's quarterback, who will forever now going forward be known simply as Tua's brother, he lit up Minnesota, as we talked about. If Penn State doesn't get its act together on defense, and what needs to be done there? Now, one name we haven't mentioned is, I thought Joey Porter did very well for himself, but there were still receivers running free in this game. It was also the case in the Indiana game, but that quarterback missed those open receivers.
Right.
What are we going to see from them to get some improvement there?
Well, I thought for sure that we were going to see a better Penn State pass defense this year, Jim, based on having an improved secondary, but they're not really. I mean, I know that they stopped Ohio State at times and found a way to force them into some third downs and keep Penn State within two touchdowns. Yeah. I get all that. But the flip side of that is there were way too many instances where, again, they did all the hard work on first and second down and then couldn't finish on third down and get off the field. And, you know, their pass rush doesn't get home enough. Their linebackers are too often out of place and the secondary can't cover people consistently. That's a problem. There's a lot of issues with those three statements, and they show up way too often. So I think we'll see a better effort from Penn State's defense this week, but they have a lot to prove here moving forward.
Boy, the defensive line doesn't get pressure. The linebackers are out of position, and the DBs can't cover anyone. That's not...
not ideal.
No, it's far from it. All right, well, Greg, last minute. We're going to call it 24.5 points as the spread, over under at 61.5. It's time to give your prediction.
Yeah, like I said, I do think Penn State wins this football game, but I think you have to be crazy to pick Penn State to cover. The Lions just haven't made enough stops on defense and showed us enough on offense to make me believe, Jim, that they are capable of covering a 25.5 point spread even at home. I am going to make it Penn State 30, Maryland 24. I think the Lions win, but I think it's a close one again.
Wow, 30-24, a one-score game. That is a bit surprising. I'm certain that's not what you would have been predicting before the season started.
No.
For a Penn State-Maryland game. I really think, Greg, that it's about, can the coaching staff motivate this team to show up? Again, an 0-2 start. It's not a reason for them to pack their tent, but, you know, that's got to be the fear. They didn't expect to be 0-2 at this point. So can the coaching staff get them ready to play? We shall see on Saturday. That is it for this edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The season is in full swing. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet and they cover up to $100 when you use code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.